Danny Pratt, thanks for your time. Massive game tonight, isn't it, for the club? A lot at stake for both of these sides.
Oh, definitely. You know, it's a final before a final, so both teams will be looking to get in some good form before we go into the first week of the finals.
How's the week been, I guess, sort of picking the side up after the loss of Nick Natanui? Has it been hard to get the players focused after that?
No, not really. We're starting to get in a pretty good space. Even when Nick was out, I think we only lost one game for those 5 weeks. So we were in reasonable form while he was out, but started to hit our straps in the last couple of weeks. And there's probably no bigger challenge in Adelaide at the moment, so we're looking forward to it.
Scott Lysett was carrying a bit of a knock during the week. He's 100% to go?
Yeah, no worries. He's just managed, as most players are at this time of year. So, he's fine to go.
And Jonathan Giles coming in that that dual rucks that you're playing. What are you expecting him to give the side?
Oh, just what we got him here for, and that's to compete well in the ruck and give us the best look we can at stoppage, and then play his role around the ground. What you expect from a ruckman?
He's from South Australia. I'm guessing you'd like to impress tonight.
Yeah, well, he's probably got a few family and friends here, and I don't think he would have played at Adelaide Oval for a while, so it's good for him to be back home.
No Rory Sloane for the Crows. How much of a boost is that for you? How much easier task is it to take on their midfield?
Yeah, well, obviously he's one of the best players in the comp, so it's a big loss for them, and Smith's out as well. So they've got a couple of big outs, as we do, so I'm sure it'll probably nullify itself.
And what did you take out of the last game? They got you back in round 12. They really ran over the top.
Yeah, it was an interesting game, that one. It probably dominated the first half, and they rested their way back in during the third and probably got dominance there, and then the last was one-sided, so... Oh, look, we looked at that and reviewed it how it was needed to be reviewed, and there were some things that we didn't do very well. So we've spoken about them during the week and about things we've learnt from the last few weeks in particular as well. So,
and the pressure that you brought last week against Hawthorn, is that going to be the key to try and take it up to the Crows?
Oh, definitely. Any team that you play against or that we play against now, we have to put elite pressure on. And if we can do that, gives us a chance to win, and teams will probably try and do the same to us. So if we haven't put the most pressure on, we'll probably win the game.
Eddie Betts has been in pretty damaging form all season. How much work goes into trying to curb his influence?
Well, if you can stop it getting to him, that helps to start with. But he's a very good player, Betts, and he's been a very good player for a long time. And he reads the game really early and really well, and that's why he gets so many looks and so many shots on goal.
And as you said at the start, you're expecting a finals-like intensity tonight?
Yeah, I think so, and the atmosphere will be pretty special as well, I assume. Two finals teams playing each other this week. So, it's a good dress rehearsal for the coming weeks, I think.
Thanks for your time. Good luck.
Cheers. Thanks.